Hello, we are in a lesson under the topic, the obligation of Bnei Baruch towards the last generation. We are going to read excerpts about it. You can ask questions on our website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Bibi's obligation to humanity in the last generation, excerpt number 21. From the writings of Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation. Life's direction is to attain adhesion with him, strictly to benefit the Creator or to reward the public with achieving adhesion with him. Again. Excerpt 21 from the writings of the last generation. Life's direction is to attain adhesion with him, strictly to benefit the Creator or to reward the public with achieving adhesion with him.
In other words, it's as if we have two purposes in our lives, either to be rewarded with adhesion with the Creator, or to reward others with achieving adhesion with the Creator. And we engage in both. We want to attain dvikut, adhesion with the Creator ourselves, and we also want to help others be rewarded with it as well. But even being rewarded with one of them means you've already fulfilled your lives.
How can that be that you want to be rewarded in with adhesion with it for ourselves?
It is a goal. What do you mean? It's not egoistic, because the kut, adhesion, is according to equivalence of form, to the extent that you can bestow upon the Creator.
What is the meaning of being in adhesion with the Creator, if not to reward the many to be in the kut with the Creator?
To achieve it yourself, to realize it yourself, and by this you bring contentment to the Creator. There's one matter, there's the matter of doing it yourself, the way it was done before. Basically, until the latest generation, there wasn't so much of an obligation for people to achieve dvikut among themselves and from that to the Creator. Only in the latest generation, and especially in our generation, it works as an obligating force, an obligating law. It's mandatory that if you want to achieve dvikut with the Creator, you can do it only in the ten. Before that, it was kind of reserved to higher souls. But many people who, just by learning, and being satisfied with a little bread and some water and going through all kinds of torments, it was enough for them to achieve a certain level of adhesion with the Creator in this way. That's for previous generations. But if we're talking about ourselves, there's only one thing. Either you achieved Vikut with the Creator because you set it as the goal, and then you do need the ten, because without the ten, it can't happen. But your goal is to achieve dvikut with the Creator. As egoistic as it sounds, it's not. Because what you want, because along the way you will get rid of all the intention to receive, or you reward others. Rewarding others with dvikut with the Creator is when you don't think about yourself, and what's important for you is to do it for others. From where do the two ways come from? Two ways to realize the purpose of creation. It depends on the root of the soul. It depends on the roots of the soul. There are people who feel that they can think only about how to come to bring contentment to the Creator. This is their lives, and they can't even imagine how they do it through others. They do spread and disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, but not in order to reward others and bring them into the work of the Creator, but in order to use them so as to bring contentment to the Creator. And there are others
who see
that they specifically have to reward others, and through others, their point also. So they themselves are willing to relinquish everything, and they see themselves, like parents. Parents who are willing to do anything to make the child grow up and be worthy of its task. It's the roots of the soul. There are two types of servants of the Creator today.
Also in our time?
Specifically in our time.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Yeah, Rav, we see that in this Corona period, it's awakening a lot of conflicts between people and humanity. And the solution, according to the method, is the middle line. Now, also in the reporters meeting, we were speaking about it. This middle line, the creator that is between everybody. We saw that also through the questions, it's difficult to understand it. And here in the article, it says that everybody has to understand it. How could it be that people who don't study can accept this?
I'm certain it's possible because no one can remain on the right or on the left. For now, we're each attached to our own lines, and it seems to us that we are right. But if you want to get to the Creator, then you lose both right and left. And you lose everything. What's important for you is the source. And the source is one source for everyone. You can't hate someone because that someone, too, is the creation of the Creator. He, too, the Creator has made, so how can you hate him? Tell me. When we advance toward more internal things, toward the Creator, if everyone, you name it, if everyone are creations of the Creator, and you have to come to a state where you, if you hate them, you hate the Creator. It's as simple as that. It could be anyone, Hitler, you name it, your worst enemy. You still have to come to a state where you love him just like you love the Creator. Otherwise, you can't achieve complete fikut.
So we understand that first there needs to be some despair, that they understand it's not left, it's not right. We have to find some solution between us. But when you're saying to ascribe it to the Creator, for us it's easy because we learn that we're beneath a big system, we're learning it in all details, and then we know how to relate everything to the upper force. But it's not something natural for the public. What can they relate it to?
It'll be natural to the public when the public begins to receive through you that higher influence, and they will change and will become like you are today. Just like today you speak differently than how you did 5 or 10 years ago, the public will change as well. What do you want from them? You can't demand anything of people, but only to the extent that the Creator sends them portions of the upper light, according to the portions of light that come down on them. That's how they behave. Who is a person? A piece of will to receive. That is like a puppet on strings, and that puppet jumps and works according to the influence of the light on it. There is nothing here but two forces, the force of the will to receive and the light that gives the will to receive the direction and the strength to bestow. So what can you ask of people? You can't ask anything of people. We can only come to them and explain to them how they can receive more upper light so as to function even better, more correctly, more convenient for them and for everyone. That's it.
But they're not studying it, and they're in some perception of this world. Also, if something happens, they blame, well, it's not blaming, but they understand that he's in front of him, and he's in front of me, and he's my problem. there's no perception from above that I'm relating this to some higher system that sends me all kinds of things.
Of course not. And it's because they still don't need to feel it. It should all be in accordance with the whole system. Why are you passing on some blame on them? Who are they? You are more at fault than they are because you're not passing on to them everything you can. Pass on more light to them and you'll see that they'll advance more. He who is higher is more at fault because it depends on him how to pass the light to the lower ones.
Yeah, I feel very guilty about it. That's why I'm asking. What is the middle line for them in a simple line, in a simple language?
The middle line is a completion of two lines and the presence of the Creator in both equally. All right. We'll talk about it. Let's continue.
Number 22, from Baal HaSulam, the writings of the last generation. In every person, even in the free, even in the secular, there is an unknown spark that demands unification with God. When it sometimes awakens, it awakens a passion to know God or deny God, which is the same. If someone generates the satisfaction of this desire in that person, he will agree to anything. Again, number 22, from the writings of the last generation. In every person, even in the secular, there's an unknown spark that demands unification with God. When it sometimes awakens, it awakens a passion to know God or deny God, which is the same. If someone generates the satisfaction of this desire in a person, he will agree to anything.
That's it. This is why we can go out to the general public and disseminate to them the method of correction and appeal to each and every one as much as one may think that he has no desire whatsoever to know any methods besides what he has. And what does he have? Basically, it's we will eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. So we have to explain to them over and over until they feel that we are talking about, what's the point he's talking about? When he sometimes awakens, it awakens a desire to know his God. Meaning he wants to know his source, his origin. Don't talk to him about the upper floor sitting in heaven, something, no. The source, the origin of nature. Where we are from the depth of nature, there is a special force there that does and creates and performs everything, and we come from it. How can we come to know that force and how to use it correctly? The force, not an image or anything, just a force. So the minute you tell people about it in this way, he feels that it is happening, that you can't help it. That's how we're built. And then he wants to know these things. It is in him, within him, because he is a created being. And then he agrees to listen to where I come from.
Moscow 1. Человек не желает раскрытия Творца. Мы говорили, что нужно.
If a person doesn't want to reveal the Creator,
как здесь в отрывке, он тоже присоединится.
It's written that if you follow him, so he joins. So we use that in the 10 also?
In the 10, we think so. We use it too. 23.
Number 23 from Bala Sulam, Peace in the World. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has the right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it, because any observation of the work of creation is enough to teach us about the greatness and perfection of its operator and creator. Therefore, we must understand and be very careful when casting a flaw or any item of creation, saying it is redundant and superfluous, and that would be slander about its operator. Again, number 23, from the Peace in the World. Everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has the right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it, because any observation of the work of creation is enough to teach us.
In other words, we only need to correct the world, improve the world, and not erase anything.
Therefore, we must understand and be very. Any observation in the work of creation is enough to teach us about the greatness and perfection of its operator and creator. Therefore, we must understand and be very careful when casting a flaw on any item of creation, saying it is redundant or superfluous, as that would be slander about its operator.
And now, imagine, you're going out to the street, and in the streets there are all kinds of demonstrations, they're yelling at one another, or in the governments, they're yelling at each other, and the whole world is in conflicts, great quarrels, and there could even break out, God forbid, a great war. What should we explain? That all those opposites have to exist. You can't have one without the other. You can't. And instead, we need to accept all of these things as facts, that we can be like that. And why are we in such feelings of hatred, repulsion? Why do we want to destroy the other party? It pushes us, in the end, to know the upper force from which hatred for each other comes, and all the conflicts and quarrels. Why does he do this? So we would know him, that he is the complete one, because he consists of both forms together. And this is why all of our work is only to agree that both come from the Creator, and two, that since they come from the Creator, we cannot destroy them. We must not, and we also can't destroy them. And we have to think until we decide that we have to have both. And three, by operating in both together, through them, we come to the Creator. We climb up to their roots. This is what we need to do. And that concerns our life today. This is what we have to explain today. Writers, listen to me. This is what we have to explain to the general public, not to hate the right or the left, not to want one to come down, so I will go up. Even in terms of governments, everything has to be balanced. And the balance is that between two opposites, you reveal their upper root, which is the Creator. And it's got nothing to do with religion. If we try to explain this, to understand it and explain it and pass it on to others, then the world might get the right kind of shake-up toward its purpose. This is why all the problems between nations, within each nation, and look at how we hate each other and go against each other. It's almost on the verge of wars already. And as a result of it, we have all those bacteria and viruses. It's only because we're saying, no, there's room for everything. There is room for everything. We don't destroy anything. We only attribute it to the Creator. And by this, they complement each other. And that complementation is a result, just like the name of this article, Shalom, peace. Shalom from the word Shlemut, wholeness. Hebrew 10, what do you want?
To ask about what you just said, you said that hatred doesn't belong to all kinds of things, so what does it belong to, the matter of the lines?
Hatred stems from not accepting on me, assuming on myself the upper force from which all the phenomena emerge. I have to appreciate and love everyone. Love your neighbor as yourself. That your neighbor is not good. He's opposite from me. He wants to kill me. And by my nature, I want to kill him. It's not like we're good and kind. Nevertheless, we have to come to a state where even though we are like that, we have to achieve connection. Complementation, because we have the same father, progenitor, the common upper force, and we can please him only by accepting the other. And we can come to him only if we unite among us, unite. Not that we don't touch, don't hate, but connect. How can you connect? How can two opposite lines connect? I hate him, he hates me, and that hatred doesn't go away. It does not go away. But by each one receiving the upper force in order to complement itself with the other, otherwise we won't receive. So we begin to receive from above the strength to relinquish, not relinquish ourselves in the sense that we cancel ourselves. We also don't cancel our hatred. The hatred is my avut, my thickness. I only balance it with a necessity, the love, the greatness of the Creator in me. And then I feel that I can attain the Creator only through my hatred, through my enemy. And then he becomes close to me. Because I can't reach the Creator without loving him. Loving him above the hatred. I don't have the words for it.
So maybe we can ask what the purpose of the hatred is.
The purpose of the hatred is to reach the Creator. This is called, I have created the evil inclination. This is the source of the evil inclination, the hatred.
So it turns out that even the hatred in me, I am not supposed to hate.
Of course, because all those things remain. There is nothing to ruin, nothing to erase. It's forbidden. You only need to gather all of those things for the destined day, for the right situation. That's it. We have to think about it more and more, and therefore see how much today, as we are discovering such contradictions in reality, when you watch the news or something, it's terrible. Everyone goes against everyone else. And what's going to result from this? The result will be that everyone realizes that we have no choice, that only by attaining the higher force do we get the strength and we can close up the connections between us in the right way without obligating others. They don't obligate me. It only brings us to know the Creator and to adhere to Him. He becomes revealed between us. And we are different and hateful, and that's how it stays. All of those forces remain. They remain. What the Creator created remains. This is called the eternity of nature, which changes. The only thing that changes is our recognition of it. Now we have before us a week until the Congress, even less than a week. Let's immerse ourselves in understanding, both with regard to ourselves and with regard to the world, how we have to unite above the hatred, above the repulsion, above the realization that the other one doesn't understand me. When will he understand me? We don't need that. All we need is to agree with everyone, and the Creator will give us the strength to be with everyone in Dvikut. And now it's time for Mr. Shai.
Yes, so we want to remind before we go over the schedule that today we're continuing the preparation of all the tents from around the world at 5 p.m. Israel time. Tents from all over the world are welcome to join the Zoom according to the table that was sent and will be sent again. You can find the names of the tents that will be with you. Every day the groups change up, so in 1 week we'll be able to integrate with each other as much as possible. For any question, email borrowedworldkli@gmail.com. So today at 10 a.m. we'll start the broadcasting. Chaim Ratz will start with Rav live, and then from 10:30 to 11:30, reporters meeting, and then in the evening, World Yeshivat Chaverim will go to a song.
Quante volte ti sei chiesto la ragione perché esisto, non c'è vita senza luce, è un bisogno che conduce da una supplica del cuore a scoprire il vero amore che ti porta all'unione con gli amici e a una missione, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà, conseguir la libertà. Con gli amici, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici, fai cambiare la ricezione, con la luce di l'azione, con gli amici, solo uniti tu e gli amici. Vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di d'azione. Ti ha rivelato questo, hai scoperto quale il nesso di una vita di ricezione, senza scopo e depressione. Al mattino puoi cambiare, con gli amici qui a studiare, solo insieme arriveremo a resurrezione raggiungeremo. Connetterci col Creator, 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 connetterci col Creator. Con gli amici sono uniti, quegli amici fai cambiare la ricezione con la luce di l'azione. Con gli amici sono uniti, tu e gli amici vai a cambiare la ricezione con la luce di l'azione. Pa 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 p